USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
And regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family, but Mr. President, you're doing the right thing.
The president did meet with Democratic leaders late Wednesday afternoon, and when it was clear that no compromise would be made, the president said the meeting was wasting his time, and he got up and left. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is congratulating Bill Barr on his nomination to become the next Attorney General. Grassley also says he's looking forward to Barr's nomination process.
I feel that his experience as Attorney General in a previous administration ought to make his nomination very easy this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an unannounced visit to Baghdad today, where he met with the Iraqi Speaker of Parliament. Texas Congressman Republican Mac Thornberry tells Fox News Pompeo needs to keep the pressure on Iran.
We talk a lot about what they're doing in Yemen. They are trying to make this supply line across Syria, right to Israel's doorstep, and they may be about to launch a satellite into space. So they are not slowing down in their aggressive activities.
Are you ready for McBacon? Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In news that some Americans would argue should be our top story here at USA Radio News, McDonald's is adding bacon to its menu. Starting on January 30th, the fast food chain will start smothering its fries with cheese and bacon as it's the launch of Cheesy Bacon Fries, intended to encourage customers to order fries as a snack and not just as a side. McDonald's is also adding the Big Mac Bacon and Quarter Pounder Bacon, which will add bacon to its classic burgers.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many people look at the beginning of the year as a time to break some old habits and start some new ones, whether that's eating a little bit healthier, maybe heading to the gym 3 or 4 days a week, maybe you're stopping your language and you're stopping cursing, a number of different things you can choose to do. Well, the problem is, if you're struggling with this, the problem isn't necessarily you, the problem is your system on how to do this. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clear. He's author of the best-selling book, Atomic Habits, and he shares the best thing you can do to change some of those bad habits.
So I like to say that you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And the reason I like that phrase is that I think it puts the emphasis on the habits and the system and the process rather than the outcome. You know, so often, especially right now, people setting New Year's resolutions, think about goals, what they want to achieve for the year. It's really easy to get wrapped up in outcomes. But your outcomes in life are often just a lagging measure of the habits that preceded them. So, you know, your weight is a lagging measure of your eating habits. Your bank account is a lagging measure of your financial habits. Your knowledge is a lagging measure of your learning habits. And so the thing to change are the habits and processes that precede those outcomes that we so badly want. And if you can fix the inputs, the outputs will often fix themselves.
Clear also says if you get 1% better each day, your results will also improve by more than 30 times better after 1 year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.